UK sight loss charity RNIB runs a number of groups for people of all ages and all interests. However, today we are going to focus on a group in Scotland for 18 to 40 year olds, and Lewis Shaw is going to tell us more about it.
So we've discussed a range of things. We usually go around the group, see who's on, and we've covered a range of topics from accessibility of social media. We've chatted about taking COVID tests during that period where people had some difficulties taking tests, myself included. We've talked about interests. We've got some members who really like, for example, organ playing. We've got people who have radio shows for community or hospital radio stations. We often talk about what's in the news. We also, as I say, I've mentioned social media. We've talked about things like the recent software update that we had on the iPhone and how people are coping with the new update and how it functions. So it's a mixture of digital for those who are interested. We sometimes get onto campaign subjects, like even getting into employment has been a common discussion topic, and giving each other tips on job applications. So it's quite practical as well as a bit of fun chat. So it covers the serious chat and it also covers a bit of a laugh as well. We like to have a laugh and a joke, and we like to try and cater for everyone on the group.
You know, it's not all about new tech or social media. There's really something for everyone, and probably some peer support in there as well.
Yeah, because we do cover such a wide age range, there is a variation of topics that are discussed. You've got people maybe who are in jobs who can provide some advice on that. People who are seeking to get into jobs, or people who just need help around the house. I mean, we've even discussed on the group before extra technology that people could do with to assist in cooking. So it's a support group as well as a group for a bit of fun. As I say, it's for a slightly younger demographic, because what I've noticed, certainly in my time, is that the majority of people I've met in these groups are from a slightly older generation. So we believed that we wanted to give younger people a voice as well, to make sure that everyone can have their voices heard, and so that they can actually have their interests taken forward and listened to as well.
I suppose if people have, you know, comments to make and learn things from the group as well, perhaps they can go on and get involved in other things, perhaps through RNIB, where that's campaigning and volunteering and so on. So can it create sort of pathways as well?
Yeah, we actually had a new employee of RNIB come on, a young lad. I think he was about 23 or 24. And he got involved in the group, and he was offering advice on things like employment and talking about disappointments he had before eventually getting a job within the RNIB. So it does provide pathways and advice. And one thing I would like to do with the group, to actually maybe get some people on to talk about their experiences, potentially in work, that kind of area.
How often does the group meet?
It's the last Wednesday of every month, and we do it between 6 and 7pm. And the way it works is I send out a Teams link, and for anyone who's maybe not tech savvy, which is understandable, Daniel Meikle, who's one of the community coordinators for RNIB Scotland, he can arrange for you to be dialed in so they can phone you up. So that there are a few ways of getting on to the group and see what you think. I mean, I believe that if you come on the group once and it's maybe not for you, then that's fine. I mean, I'm always willing to explore what we can do to maybe make improvements to the group so that more people can enjoy it. But yes, I think Daniel Meikle is the best person to contact through email. His email address is daniel.meikle@rnib.org.uk, and he would be able to give you some more information. It's like a big community.
And let's hope more people do join, Lewis, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.